This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up in a little bit, we'll take your phone calls, 913-576-7610. I want to talk to you guys about the offense, and I think there was something pretty clear in the game yesterday that shows that Andy doesn't have a lot of trust and confidence in the Kansas City Chiefs offense. We'll get to that coming up at the bottom of the hour, but right now, we're very happy to be joined by the four-time first-team All-Pro. He made the Pro Bowl 5 separate times in his NFL career, and he also led the NFL in sacks in 2007 and 2011. Was drafted by the Chiefs in 04 and played for the team from 2004 to 2007. He also was the honorary drum member yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. Very happy to be joined by Jared Allen onto the show. Jared, first off, appreciate you coming on. What's it like to bang the drum yesterday at Arrowhead?
It was cool. The last time I did it was about, I guess, 3 years ago, and it was on the field. So, yeah, a little different vibe way up there, hearing the whole crowd cheer and all that good stuff, and you know, getting to see a whole bunch of people in the organization I hadn't seen for a while. So it's always good to be back and get to see some familiar faces.
I didn't get a chance to go out there yesterday, but watching it at home, you could really feel the energy in the building. It seemed like one of those special Arrowhead nights.
It was, man. You could tell. It was buzzing from the minute you walked in. I mean, I was getting nostalgic because when I drove in, had the windows down, you could smell the barbecue. I mean, you could just see the energy in the crowd, you know, just from, you know, out in the parking lot. So reminiscent of good old Arrowhead. I mean, that community does a great job of supporting the Chiefs and, you know, having a good time doing it. So, yeah, you know, I had to cut out of there pretty quick to get back home, so I wasn't able to catch the game. But, like I said, pregame, it was buzzing.
Right now we're talking to Jared Allen, played for the Chiefs from 2004 to 2007. He is a four-team, first-team All-Pro player. It's been almost 15 years since you last played in Kansas City, but yet you come back, you've now banged the drum a couple of times. What is it about this place that still holds such a special place in your heart?
Man, you know what? I was telling somebody the other day, it's where I grew up, you know, honestly. Obviously, getting drafted there with such great people from, you know, Coach Vermeil down to the players with Eric Hicks and, you know, Lonnie Holiday and obviously Tony and all those guys there, you know, Willie Rofe, Will Shields. I mean, I learned so much about football there with, you know, Bob Kramelowitz and stuff like that. But I learned so much about life there as well. And so, man, it was never my intention to leave, you know, Kansas City. Obviously, the business side got a little businessy, so to speak. And ended up in Minnesota, which was phenomenal. But there's a spot in Kansas City. I mean, that's where it all began. Like I said, I feel like I grew up in that community, and it's always a special place, and the crowd has been nothing but, you know, the fans have been nothing but welcoming every time I come back in town.
Jerry, I don't want to age you. You kind of chuckled a little bit when I said 15 years, but it has almost been 15 years.
I know. I can't believe it's been that long. I still think I'm like 24. You know, but it's crazy when it goes back. I was actually laughing. I'm like, everybody I know is like, you know, either retired from there or, you know, I don't know too many players anymore. I know all the coaches and the old trainers and all the, you know, all the people that, all the operations people. So, but no, it's definitely, like I said, it you know, you blink and time flies. So it's sometimes fun to go back and get little pieces of that, you know, the nostalgia going. But, yeah, I can't, 15 years, it was crazy.
You only got to play one game against Kansas City in your career. What was that like?
It was fun. You know what I mean? It was great. I mean, playing Arrowhead is phenomenal. And, you know, I wasn't sure how the crowd. I was actually expecting to boo me. They should have booed me because, you know, that's what good fans do. But, no, I'll never forget. I sacked Castle and they cheered. I felt bad for him, but it was awesome. Like I said, the crowd there has always been great. Man, I got nothing but love for the fans there. And it's just, it's one of those special places. So not everybody gets a chance to play, you know, play in a place like that where it truly, that community truly lives and dies with that team.
I know that had to be a trip and probably the first time in your career where you got a sack as the visiting player and then got an ovation for getting a sack.
It's never happened again.
Right now we're talking to Jared Allen for a couple of more minutes. He's gracious with his time. Yesterday he banged the drum yesterday at Arrowhead. So you are once again a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. You didn't make it last year, but that class was maybe the best class we've seen inducted into the Hall of Fame. What was the process like last year? What are you expecting this year?
You know what? Last year was crazy being a first ballot finalist, especially with, like you said, that class was insane. So to be a finalist with that class last year was cool. It's such a weird process, though, because, you know, I have no control over it, right? So, you know, people are judging you off things you did. Like you said, dang near, you know, obviously 6 years ago since I retired, but, you know, 15, you know, 16, 17 years ago. So it's one of those things where it's just humbling to be mentioned amongst those people. It's humbling that, you know, the voters keep putting you back in this situation. Even though I didn't make it in last year, it would have been great to be a first ballot. So I just kind of, honestly, I take it in stride. I didn't even realize I made the semifinals until Coach Ramil texted me and said, hey, I made the finals with the coach and you're back in the semifinals. Maybe we can get inducted together. I was like, yeah, that would be pretty cool. So there's always good storylines and memories that go along with that. But I just try to take things as they come and, not trying to put too much stock into it. You know, if you never, otherwise you let yourself down too much.
I like your attitude about it, though. As I understand, you know, as football players, it's so much about team. But, I mean, this is the highest honor that you can get in the sport. And you grow up playing the sport, you grow up following the sport, and you see the all-time great players that are there. And to just even get to this point where someone in that room is vouching for you to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame has to be a really special moment.
Absolutely. It's crazy, man. It's, the word I'm looking for. Apropos, maybe that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, I'm pulling up the source here for you. Because Coach Ramil, I'll never forget the words he told me. We were at practice one day, and I let a running back go through the B gap because I thought the linebacker was going to make there. I could have made the play. And he said, let me tell you, he said, you know the best way you help this team? By making every play you can possibly make. He said, football is an individual sport. You be the best defensive end you can be, and that's how you help us win. So you make every possible play you can make. So to be able to go into receive the most, you know, highly coveted individual award in our sport with the man that, you know, kind of told me to be a little selfish in the way I play would be pretty funny. It's completely humbling. It's always, you know, just, again, all I do is can smile and just tell people thank you because, like you said, you know, for someone to even think I'm in that realm means I did it okay.
Talking to Jared Allen here for a couple of more minutes. This is a little bit out of left field here, but you played with Coach Ramil, and he is now being depicted in the upcoming Kurt Warner movie. What is that like to see people that you know and played with, now you can go watch them in movies?
Just again, you're aging me, right? You know, had success against Kurt Warner. He was in Arizona, but you know, got to him a few times. Got to play with Coach Ramil. Now, Coach Ramil's been in a few movies. You know, what was that? What was the first one? Invincible or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, this new Kurt Warner movie. So yeah, it's when you know you got to play with. If anything, you got to play with some legends, right? I got to play against and with some legends. I swear that era I came into the NFL was, when you look at that Chiefs team alone, I think there's three or four Hall of Famers on there. You have Tony Gonzalez, Will Shields, Willie Rowe, you know, Ty Lockett. I mean, that was slightly after Coach Ramil, but he was still there with me. So you got that locker room was just insane. I mean, you know, goodness, Bruce Holmes, if he doesn't get hurt, you know, who knows what his career would have ended up looking like over the long term. But It's a crazy area to see these films pop up and to see, you know, people in your generation, so to speak, being honored for their greatness. It's cool. Just not that I was a part of that, you know, St. Louis vibe at all, but just getting to know Coach Vermeil and having an impact on my life, my career, it's pretty special.
I've never cried during a movie before because I know that it's just a depiction. It's not real. But that scene in Invincible, whenever he points to his family up in the thing, that's as close as I've ever come to crying.
You know, like you get goosebumps right now thinking about it. Yeah. I remember when I watched that when it came out too, but I remember one of my coaches being like, you know, don't watch this movie before the game. You guys don't need to get too emotional.
Jared, it was an honor to get to talk to you, man. I know it's been a busy last 24 hours. I thought it was really cool that you got to bang the drum yesterday. And yesterday was just one of those great nights at Arrowhead. Sunday night football, divisional rival against the Broncos. You got a former Chief great coming back to be there. It was one of those games that people will remember being at.
Absolutely. I got a bunch of text messages too, man. It seemed like the whole city was out there. And like you said, it's Sunday night football in Kansas City, man. It doesn't get much better than that.
That's Jared Allen joining us on the show today. He is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jared, man, thanks a lot for hopping on today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.